Yeah, it's your girl, Chandrice, your small talk host. Ha, so let's talk career. Let's talk jobs. Let's talk finance and romance. Let's talk a little sex. Oh, wait, hold up. Let's not forget that celeb gossip. I got something for you, too. It's going to shock you.
Hey, 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 it's hump day with your girl, Chandrice, and small talk. O-M-G. Y'all got a little crush on me. I see y'all don't came back to join me for another Wednesday. And I got this diva on the line when I tell you, this lady right here doing it up. Let me see, can I present her right? Let me see, can I just get her that Boy, she got this TV series going on. She got this what? Small featured film. She got this what book? She part one book, part two book. She got the cologne, the perfume. She has everything going. Can't nobody, this is not a man world. Can't nobody say nothing. This lady is hot right now. And her TV series is going to be aired where? Fox 5. Man, y'all give it up for Tracy. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, how you doing?
Amazing. So, so amazing. How you doing is the question.
I am doing awesome, awesome, and highly favored. I can really say so.
Yes, you are. You are highly favored. Tell us the name of your book, TV series, what you're working on. Girl, I want to know it all. I'm going to snatch the drawers off you.
Well, don't snatch too hard because you're gonna mess up the lust. That's the name of the book, The Lust. And the TV series is based off of the book. A bunch
right.
of drama, a bunch of extra, extra, extra life situations. Things
right.
that you wouldn't even guess. As soon as you think you know what you think you know, you don't even know.
Wow. Now, what comes along with lust? We got the book.
Okay, Well, lust is a brand all by itself. Lust has the book, the soundtrack, the cologne, the perfume, the lotion, the body massage oil, the shampoo, and the conditioner.
And you did all this by yourself.
I did.
It's not a man world. This is not a man's world. You don't show up and show out. What? Okay, y'all, I got to tell y'all, so I'm bragging a little bit. Tell them who one of your main characters is in Lust, girl.
Well, I have this beautiful young lady by the name of Chandrice Ross who plays Ariel.
Y'all don't hear. One of the main characters, Lust. Tell her what else I do for you, boo.
And she also is one of the executive producers on the show.
I got that recorded, y'all. I got that recorded, so she can't take that back. Tell us everything that you've been doing because you don't work with Oprah. You don't work on so many people. You don't work with so many people. Tell us a little bit about your background. Don't hurt them too much. Don't hurt them too much because you've been all over the place.
Well, I first started as far as entertainment was dancing. And so I danced on BET Teen Summit. I did a few different movies. I did Joyful Noise,
right.
He's Not That Into You, Step It Up 1 and 2. I was in Oprah's Greenleaf.
Wow. That is amazing. Keep going. Don't stop.
Well,
you have done so much, like, I'm talking about when I saw your resume, I was in awe.
Well, thank you. I also manage artists, and they are actually award-winning artists.
Wow.
It's something hot. They're on the soundtrack, and I can say that the soundtrack for Lust, the soundtrack is really blowing up really well. The streams are just is awesome.
That's what's up. That is what's up. How do you do all this and manage? Are you a mother?
I am. I'm a happy mother of 18.
What?
I'm a mother of 18.
18?
18.
1-8.
1-8.
Okay, so are you teaching school or something? Where the hell 18 come from?
Well, I'm the type of person that I feel like, you know, it's no such thing as stepkid. So,
right,
of course,
right.
I got married. My husband has his own, but they're mine too. So,
yes, they
I have
are.
Kid. That's just it.
Hashtag good mommy. And your wife. So what does your husband say about all this you're doing? And when do you have time to have sex? Good Lord, when do you have time for him? What's up,
oh,
woo?
Oh, my God. Well, my husband
is very, very excited.
And he's, you know, like, he's really, like, my backbone, you know.
Wow.
He just believes. So I really can say, as far as what he thinks, is like full speed ahead. Now, as far as
right.
sex life goes, I'm going to tell you, don't you think I had enough already?
With all them kids, hell yeah. But, you know, we still be want some extra. You know, we get greedy and lustful.
Yes, we do. We definitely do. I can say that.
Hey, I'm telling you, boy, this lady right here is doing her thing. Now, with everything that's going on in the entertainment industry, how do you make these doors open for you? Because for the last couple of weeks, I've been had millionaires on my show, and they've been all male. You are the first female millionaire I don't have on my show. So how did you kick the door down? How did you get started? How did you make them notice you?
I don't know if this will sound like bias or whatever.
Right.
But black women are winning now. For so long, we have been behind the eight ball, I must say. And for women, period, they have been behind the eight ball as far as film and entertainment. Now we are winning. So as far as the doors opening for me, Prayer. God first. God is the one that gives me the inspiration for everything I do. And then I just put in the time. And it's not easy. Not at all. It's nothing. It's. I think maybe as a woman, you might get it 10 times as harder, you know? But you just got to keep pushing. And then you got to have people to say, you can do it. You can do it. In the background. Somebody.
That's true. That is so true. Now, I know you have ran into, like, dishonest people, manipulative people, because I have out here doing this. You know, tell me your experience on that, the worst experience you don't have. I know you can't name who, but the worst experience you don't have and how you survived it, because we are survivors, whether people want to believe it or not, we're survivors.
Well, my thing is, the only reason I'm not naming anybody is only because I'm saving them from themselves.
There you go. Who
they was messing with, but it's all good because they going to get there, you know? But at the end of the day, when you tell me that you're not going to film, you're going to keep that money for your time, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
You know.
Right.
That's a problem.
Right.
And everybody feels like, oh, you need to get this. Don't worry about it. I said, because he messing with a child of God. So when it goes there, guess what's going to happen? I feel sorry for
him. That's right. That's right.
And so, you know, those things, it hurts me because I hate for people to try to take advantage, especially when I'm nice. If it, you know, like I feel like we can communicate, we can talk, we can make stuff happen.
Right.
You know, we might
right.
not be able to agree, but we can, you know, come to some kind of
understanding.
Even. Mm-hmm. Understanding.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because my situation, my experience, I wanted to fight. And you know, that's not the answer to everything. And sometimes I'm hard head. I have to learn, you know,
sometimes
the hard way.
Good.
I have to learn later.
I ain't say do it. You can't do it, but it feels so feel good.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, tell us about, I want to know, the smell good, the lotion, the cologne,
okay.
the perfume. How you come up with that, and how do it smell?
Well, I decided that I wanted Lust to be a brand, and I wanted it to be more than just the understanding of Lust, because you just thinking of Lust anyway, you already thinking of something sexual or sensual. And
right.
so with that being said, I feel like everybody wants to smell good. That's how I feel. I feel like it's nothing better than someone when you walk past them and you smell that scent and you're like, whoa. And they
right.
could be not the most attractive person ever, but if they smell good, they might get some talking to.
Hello.
So.
Hello, they might get a little piece, huh? Hello.
So, I created the fragrance, because of the fact that I wanted I want you to experience Lust. I wanted Lust, the whole brand, to be an experience. So, you know, for it's for the, you know, for the loved ones and for the people who want love and for the people who, you know what I'm saying, just want to smell good, whatever. But I'm very into the bottles and the shapes of the bottles, the colors of the bottles. Then, and also the scent, the smell. So I have a masculine, really sexy aroma for the men. I have two different scents, and it's a really sexy, masculine, strong man. And then I have the really refreshed, like he just came from out of the rain, and he just smells so good, but he's just refreshed, and he's the laid-back, relaxed man. And for the ladies, I had to do a little fruity stuff, because fruity, I feel like ladies like to be a little fruity, just a little bit. And also, like, just a tad bit of musk for the second one. So that's your sexy, when you put on them stilettos and you walking past everybody and they just like, whoa, and they start following you down the street and you can't go home because you got a whole line full of men walking behind you. That's what Lust do for you.
That's what I'm talking about right there. I need that one. What
okay.
You ain't gonna follow behind me. I need that one. Yep, I need that one. Keep going. I like this. I love this.
Well, in each one, each scent has its own flavor. I mean, excuse me, flavor has its own series. As far as you have your lotion and your massage oil, the same scent. You have the shampoo and, you know, conditioner. So that's how I did it. And it's not, like, totally over-the-top expensive or nothing, of course, but the bottles are one the kind of bottles you love to keep, and it sells for, are you ready for this?
I am so ready.
$25 for the perfume, and for the shampoo, the shampoo and conditioner, the set is $25. The shampoo, conditioner, and lotion, the set is
$25. Oh, wow. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
That is an awesome price. You hold that thought right there. I'm going to take
okay.
a commercial break. Y'all go. Tinkle, use the bathroom, get you some popcorn. I got some mo with this beautiful young lady, and this thing going to get more exciting. I got to let you all know a little bit more about Lust and the secrets that's going on. Take a commercial break. I'll be right back at you.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000.
There is a lot of music that people are deprived of listening, and artists who are not heard because they are not at the right place at the right time to get the exposure. Well, She Talk Radio creates the right place and right time. We provide a live radio documentary of an indie artist's music, latest release, related interviews, and demonstrations. Inquire at music@shetalkradio.com. And in the meantime, listen to She Talk Radio every day at 6:30 and get in on the conversation.
Do you have your own radio show or aspire to have your own? Legacy Radio Network has opportunities for you to host your own show and to broaden your audience. Like us on Facebook and get connected to the legacy.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hey, 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 let me find out you got a crush on your girl. I see you came back to see what I was talking about. Most small talk with Shandrice and Tracy. Whoa, whoa, Tracy, you got a lot going on, baby. Them kids, the marriage, you have a lot going on. Now, with lust, the secret that you all don't know is that with me being one of the leads, and she's filming not only here in Georgia, she's filming in Virginia. And give them the other places that you're filming, Tracy.
I know that it's a couple of places, Charlotte, North Carolina, everyone. And as far as airing, it'll air Atlanta, Richmond, Chicago, Texas, and L.A.
Wow. Yeah, man. Tell them where they can find you at. I want to know the websites. I want to know your media sites. I want to know everywhere they even. I want to know where they can buy the music to Lust. I want to know everything. Just let us know. Go down the line and don't miss nothing. Start with the perfume, the cologne. I need the stiletto perfume. I need that perfume. I'm not gonna lie. I want them to follow me home.
Okay. Well, for the soundtrack in the Book of Lust, you can get that on Amazon. And the soundtrack is at iTunes and on Amazon, on Spotify, Tidal, anywhere that you can buy music at. That's where you can get the soundtrack. The book is on Amazon, so go check it out. It's Lust. The soundtrack is Lust. It's under Lust, the TV series. And it's Lust and Love. It's a pink cover. My social media for that is Lust at Lust 1336. Also, that's on Twitter and Instagram. And also follow the Lust TV series in Facebook. But the lotion and everything will be launched officially January the 7th, 2017, in Atlanta. Go to Eventbrite, get your ticket. You don't want to miss it. And it's going to be a launch of so many things. It's going down. You'll be able to view the first episode. Just be in the house. So go to Eventbrite and get your ticket.
Sound like a plan to me. Sound like a plan. How much are the tickets?
Well, they range from $25 to $45. Well, you get a with the $45, that's super VIP, so you actually get some of the products in your gift bag. And along with you have food and drink, and so you have your own section. So
okay, cool. And what where is going to be held at?
Well, we haven't disclosed the location yet. So when we update it, it'll show up on everybody's Eventbrite, so it'll come to you. But we don't want uninvited people.
I know.
It's going to be a lot of press there. So I'm just saying, red carpet, a lot of products, you know, come in, support, have fun. Performances from the artists on the soundtrack, just a lot going on. The first premiere party you will ever see.
Pictures, the actresses and actors going to be walking the red carpet, taking pictures, mingling, all that good stuff.
Meet and greet, all of that, yes.
And it airs on Fox 5. What's the date that it airs on?
It's January the 8th.
Okay, so it airs a day after the red carpet.
Right.
Event.
Correct.
On Fox 5 and all those cities that you named.
Yes.
You did that. I am so proud of you. You did that. You have really pulled it off. You did everything that you said you was going to do. Everything.
Thank you.
And I know your kids is proud of you. They doing the whole football team. What basketball, football, you got both teams. I know all of them proud of you. I know all of them proud of you. That is crazy. So what's next for you? Because I know Lust is not it.
Well, I'm also in the midst of filming a feature film that's named The Confessions of a Black Man.
Okay.
And that
can you give us any information on it? A little?
Oh, my God.
You can't tell me?
Yeah, I could tell you. It's just that it's so deep, man. The Confessions of a Black Man.
We won't see. And any single black men on there on this movie?
Well, you gotta watch it. Because it'll help you. The Confessions of a Black Man will help you understand the black man.
The black man.
So, yes.
Okay.
And it'll actually help the black men understand themselves. So, get ready to watch it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, because, see, I think a lot of them confused. I think a lot of them really confused. I had, you know what? I'm going to tell you that at the top of the hour. I'm going to tell you that at the top of the hour because it's so much. And what people don't know, a lot of the reasons why I'm still not dating right now is because of this lady. We had a debate, an argument. We was on the Larry Love Show. Everything just because I'm trying to date. So, that, when I tell you this has been a roller coaster for me. And when people hear this, they're going to be like, oh, shit, for real? I fight with everybody. I argue, fuss, and fight with everybody. But this lady right here, Tracy, tell them how we met and how we ended up where your husband said, what was that he said? You got to be fighting with that Shane again.
Well,
because everybody know when we fighting. So tell them how we met.
Well, we met. You were doing an audition, and
I was casted for the reality show.
Yeah, you was casted for the reality show, and then I was trying to give you some. I was trying to give you some argument. I was trying to make you mad, and it was funny because you wouldn't let me take you there. Then you was like, wait a minute, is she serious? And then it was just something else. But just from that point, we were straight. Like, just from that.
Straight. From that, we were straight. Let me tell y'all the real story because She's trying to hold back. Nothing at all ever shames me. Nothing. I only fear God. And what other people think about me, I never give a damn. I don't care because I'm going to be me all day long, every day, all day. I'm going to be me. So I went to this meeting. And when I got cast, I went to this meeting. And when I went to the meeting, my mom dropped me off. I drive this big-ass van that I call my husband. And when my mom dropped me off, she called me a few minutes later and said, I ran out of gas. I was like, what? How did you run out of gas? She said, I ran out of gas. I'm going up here. I'm finna walk to get me some gas. I said, no, you're not finna walk. So in this meeting, I'm asking everybody. I was like, can somebody take me somewhere? Then everybody looked at me like I was talking Spanish, and I know I wasn't talking Spanish because I hadn't took the class. So she jumped up before I could take a second breath to say, what the fuck y'all looking at me like that for? Can somebody take me somewhere? She said, yeah, come on, let's go. I said, you want to know where we going? She said, no, it don't matter. Come on, let's go. So when we walked out the door and we got in the car, I said, my mama ran out of gas, and I got to go up here and get her because I don't want her walking over here. She said, oh, we'll get mama off the street. I said, okay, cool, no problem. We went, got my mom. When we got my mom, we took her, got some gas in the gas can, came back, put the gas in the van, followed her to the gas station. Now, let me tell you what happened after this. This is what made me fall in love with this lady. And don't nobody know this story but me and her up until today. Don't nobody know this story but me and her up until this day. When we followed my mom to the gas station, my mom stopped at the gas pump, and she said, I'm finna go ahead and put $20 in. And before my mom could even walk close to the door, Tracy was like, oh, I already got it, mama. I'm pumping your gas right now. She had put her card in and pumping the gas. And my mom came back. She said, well, here, baby, put this 20 in your pocket. She said, no, you keep that 20. You good. God gonna bless me. And she filled my mom's truck up. Now, everybody know, it ain't no, filling a truck up ain't no bitch. It's $60, $70. So she filled my mom's truck up, would not take my mom $20, and told my mom, blessings. I love your daughter. I love you. Blessings. That God gonna give it back to me tenfold. And when I tell you, since that day, my mom have not got off my back. How Tracy doing? Where Tracy at? Why you and Tracy ain't talking? Ma, I'm telling you, this lady got a heart of gold. This lady, we done been through some ups and downs. It's not easy. A relationship, any type of relationship is not easy. And we done been through some ups and downs. But this lady right here has a heart of gold. Y'all must know. So don't sleep on her. Don't take her for granted, because if you do and if you are, you will regret it. I promise you. That's the real story of how we really was introduced to each other. That's the real story. Now, with that being said, I'll shut her up. She probably got tears in her eye because she'll sap y'all. She'll real sap. I'm telling you, she cry every time. You could walk a circle around her ass and she crying. Y'all, I'm going to take a commercial break. Y'all go ahead, do your thing, and I'll be back at the top of the hour, almost 7 o'clock. Go on, take that commercial break.
Hello. This is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday, and host of the Real Talk segment of She Talk Radio and Television. I want to encourage you all to tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. All you have to do is call 713-955-0481, or you could listen on any mobile device at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Get in on the conversation, and let's get real.
She Talk Radio and Television, in conjunction with Rue Records, is on the search for new music for our weekly talk show. That's right, your music could be chosen and played before our listeners. For consideration, please email an MP3 copy of your songs to KalliopeRay@gmail.com. That's K-A-L-L-I-O-P-E-R-A-Y IOPERay@gmail.com, and like my page on Facebook to get up-to-date info concerning additional music-related opportunities.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th, 2017, at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hey, 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 thanks for coming back and sharing this time with your girl, Small Talk host Shandrice. Let's have a little fun with Miss Tracy right about now. We're going to talk about relationships, a little sex, and we're going to throw, you know, a little celeb gossip in there. Well, right now, y'all know at the top of the hour I usually do my celeb gossip, gossip, gossip. Well, the only thing I have for you all right now is don't blow your money. Kim Kardashian and her husband is really, really in a bind with this money thing. They've been talking about it for months. They even started a GoMeFund for him and raised a lot of money for this man. What are they doing with their money? Do anybody know what they spending their money on? I know one thing, his clothes hot as hell and look trashy as shit. So, with that being said, Tracy, all them millions, you don't know how to handle your money?
Well, first of all, in any business, you have to invest a lot. And
right.
I don't think that in a business, you don't get your return till 5 years later, like a serious
right.
return. So,
right.
you know, he's been fighting the industry, the fashion industry, really trying to be seriously noted and noticed for a long time. So, yeah, you know, stuff is tied up. Not meaning you don't have a dime to live off. Money tied up.
Right. But his money and her money, I mean, at one point in time, this chick was making like $5 million a year.
She's still making
that. Was
She's
just
still
at,
making that.
I know. That was at the beginning. Where is all this money coming from? That's a lot of money to be blowing through.
Well, first of all, they lost a lot with that jewelry. They got stolen and they got robbed when she got robbed. So that's
yeah.
half of them.
She had insurance money, boo. She had insurance on that jewelry, so she got a check for that.
Yeah, but it was sentimental. You know how women are
oh,
with that
please.
Jewelry. Sentimental.
Oh, please.
You know.
That shit was sentimental.
But yeah,
that
you know,
was
I mean,
so that was a setup. You don't think that was a setup?
No, I don't. I don't.
I do. Okay.
I don't.
I do.
I was watching the Kardashians yesterday, and they tell so much of their business on the reality TV show. It's
right.
You really could feel them out. You could feel them out. And so if you know that she was coming in town, and you know that that particular hotel has no good security whatsoever. The cameras hasn't worked for years. Then, you know, hey.
Why would she even be at a hotel like that? Why would she even be at a hotel like that?
Let's stop taking for granted that she has all the sense. She got a little bit of sense, but she ain't got all the sense.
Okay, but I've never seen her without security. Why would she be without security? Because you got answers for everything. You're trying to cover. You're trying to cover.
Hold on. I just see her with security as she go to the truck. That's all. That's all she has security. When she going to the truck and she trying to get away from paparazzi. Otherwise.
That they call. She trying to get away from paparazzi that they call to let them know where she at. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
But
right.
I don't think it was staged, and I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I don't know what they're doing with their money. I have no idea how they're spending their money. But one thing about
it
is, she damn sure don't need it. Beyonce damn sure don't need it.
Nah, they don't need it. But I'm saying, you think about it. Maybe he had a lot of loans. Maybe he's trying, you know, you got to, it's a lot. He was alone. He wasn't, you know, getting all that money. She's the winner. She got the money.
You think that's the reason why he married her?
No, I think he always had obsession with her.
Really?
But, yes. I think he always had an obsession with her. And if you listen to, like, his old songs and stuff, that you'll see. He had obsession with her. That's why he dated some of the people
he had that Amarose shit. Amarose, fine as fuck.
Well, yeah. Well, she, not Kim, though. Amarose even said he tried to make her be Kim.
What?
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's some stuff.
Me. I ain't even know that. I didn't even know that.
Well,
that's crazy.
Well, I got one more thing else to tell you then, if that's shocking.
What? That's shocking.
Okay.
That is really shocking.
This is really shocking. Don't you bust out laughing either.
Okay.
So, Lamar Odom, that was married to Khloé.
Right.
Said that Khloé butt smelled like the back of an earring. And he said Kanye called him because he said Kanye had to go sleep in the car because Kim butt stinks so bad. They get the big butts,
what?
But they don't know how to wash them.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me find out. They don't know how to clean them things after they get them.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah, she finally don't file the divorce with that fool.
Mm-hmm. Now, he
should
be saying that just to get at her. But it sure is funny.
It is funny. That is funny.
A back of an earring.
Now, this is what a guy told me. I want to know your opinion on it. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And I just want to know your opinion from, you know, been around the block a couple of times. You don't deal with, you know, all types of different sexes, you know, man and woman, woman, man, woman, woman, man, man, all that. You don't came in, you know, contact with all those different type of people, don't work with them. They've been around, all that good stuff. You got kids, everything. We had a debate. The first question, this man said, this actually came out of a grown man's mouth. Men are gay because women condone it. Don't get quiet on me.
Is he? I ain't getting quiet, but I was trying to figure out. I wish I would have saw who asked that question, because I would have said, is that why you're trying to make the excuse for yourself? Because that's the dumbest shit I ever. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse. But that's the
Baby, you can curse. I've been cursing the whole time. It is the dumbest, and I did ask him that. And he got mad at me because I asked him, was he gay? And he trying to cover it up. No, I ain't gay. I ain't never been gay. Y'all condone that. If y'all wouldn't put up with it, so many men wouldn't be gay.
That's
what?
A lie. That's a lie.
What?
Now,
me and this man debated 2 hours.
Well, he
how
he
we
don't
gonna
get
condone
it.
A grown person sexual life? Sexual? How? What? Condone? What you do is your business. Condone.
By the time they become an adult, it's a lifestyle. You
right?
You just ain't even. I mean, please. Even the people that's not even out of the closet, it's still their lifestyle. They'll do it separately if they dress up as women or whatever they do. You don't. It ain't about condoning it. What you supposed to do? Whip them? You're not going to be gay. What the heck?
Right. You're condoning. You condone them to be around y'all. Y'all find a gay guy. Is he talking about that's y'all best friend? Y'all condone it instead of killing them niggas. I ain't putting up with that shit. I don't want that around me and this and that. That's judging. That's judging. Yes. And it's pushing people out of your life because of what they feel like they want to be
preference.
Or they, right, they sexual preference. Girl, you know, I freaked out when he told me that. I freaked out when he said that. He said
I
it to like
did.
A group of men, and they just sat there and looked at him. And I was the only one called his ass a jackass.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I was the only one. Very, 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 very stupid. So that's question number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you answered it the way, okay, we agree on that one. We agree on
okay.
that one. I talked to a young lady a couple of days ago. This young lady told me she is a proud side chick. She loved being a side chick. She loved, right. She loved being a side chick. She don't want to be the main. She don't want, you know, everything, all the responsibilities that the main, the wife has and stuff like that. I said, well, what about hurting, you know, the wife or the family if he got kids or something like that? I have nothing to do with that. That's him. He's coming to me. I'm only there when she's not there. I'm only there when she's not there for him. So what you think about, now with you being married, what you think about these women that take that position proudly and look for positions like that?
Okay. So I'm going to say it from the women's, the married point of view, and then I got to answer from the side chick point of view. From the married
okay.
The married point of view, I kill those hoes. Stay away from my husband. I kill those hoes. It ain't right. You don't do it. That's why God said it's too. He made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam, Eve, and Betty. That ain't how it went. So,
Betty.
Yeah. But from the sad chick point of view, because back in my time, I was a sad chick when I didn't even know I was a sad chick. And then when I found out I was a sad chick, it was too late because I thought I was the main chick. And as long as I was treated as the main chick, it wasn't no problem. So it's wrong. But when you find out, it's depending on if you know from the beginning. Those people who look for people who are married just so that they won't have the responsibilities. The
right.
truth is, stop selling yourself short, one. Two, if he wanted you, you would be with him. He don't want you because he would leave his wife. He ain't going to leave his wife. He don't want you. And when he tired of you,
right.
he going to get him another side chick.
Right.
If you think, you know, as being a side chick, do you think you're the only side chick? No.
No. Right. And they believe that they are. Some of them believe that they really are. Yeah, it
mm-hmm.
is. And, it showed out today what this man was doing it at work, and his wife came up there on the girl that he was messing with.
Ooh,
and
the thing
that pissed me off is she goes after the girl instead of goes after her husband.
Always.
And I don't understand that. I really didn't,
I know why.
For the life of me, I don't understand
I know why.
That. You do?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Educate me.
Cause she gonna,
see, I've
she
never
gonna
been
kill
married.
That she gonna kill that hoe. No, I'm saying, for real, let me tell you. The reason why she go after the side chick is because, one, she want her husband, okay? So she ain't gonna go after him until after she get rid of the side chick. And then she gonna make his life a living hell.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, not that it's
oh.
right that she shouldn't go off on both of them, but she still want her husband. She don't give a crap about the girl. So, yeah.
I've never thought of it that way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A little bit it makes sense. A little bit. A little bit.
A little bit. I mean, it ain't really going to make sense till the person is... Tell the person is doing it, just like it don't make sense to you about side chicks, right? But if you was a side chick, you think it make all the sense.
Right. That's true.
You know, so.
And you know, it's one thing when you know about the wife. It's another thing when you don't know about it and you tricked.
Yeah.
You tricked
yeah.
into it. Okay. All right, y'all. I love these questions. I love where this is going. I'm going to take another small break, a small break. Go potty. Come back with me so I can go ahead and close my show out with Miss Tracy. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back at you.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show, and please, tell a friend.
Singers, producers, rappers, and spoken word artists, get your 15 minutes of fame on She Talk Radio, the radio show creating the right place and time for indie artists. Contact us at music@shetalkradio.com.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hey, it's your girl, boy, I tell you. This has been one amazing show. Thank you so much for coming and listening. We got so many things going on, boy. Diva Radio, I'm talking about She Talk. They doing the thing. You all listen in every day, 6:30. You got Lady Tuesday, that gorgeous lady, boy. She be doing her thing. Pillow Talk, y'all can't miss Pillow Talk. Y'all go on the website, hit them up on Facebook. You know, do your thing. Show them support. Hit them up on Twitter, IG. Boy, they is everywhere. And when I tell you they opening doors, they opening doors. They reach out to you. They bring your business to light. They make sure they shine on you. You know that marketing thing. Put you out there, a little extra exposure. Hey. And I got my girl Tracy on the phone. Tracy, I've had so much fun with you. But anything we do is fun. That's what I'm telling you. You might as well go ahead on and break down and come on to Vegas with me.
We leave out there. Ching, 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 ching.
I had to slip that in there. Y'all don't know your girl got approved to cover the red carpet for the Soul Train Music Awards in Vegas the first weekend in November. So I'm so excited. So excited. I don't know if my girl going to ride with me, but we going to see. So, with that being said, Tracy, one more time, tell them where they could get everything at. I don't care, spill it out, the soundtrack, the lotion, the perfume, the cologne. We want to know where we can get everything at. We want to know where we can reach out to you on social media. Somebody already hit my inbox telling me they was going to go on Eventbrite and get a ticket for January the 7th. I love it. So just one more time, let them know, boy, we just doing the thing.
Okay, so you can go to www.lusttvseries.com. That's our website. And the soundtrack, the book, and all of that is going to be on there. But you also can go to Amazon.com, Spotify and iTunes for the song. Amazon.com also has a soundtrack, too. For the lotion and the cologne, exclusively, if you want to be the first few to get the first batch, then I'm going to tell you what you do. What we're going to do is have a special giveaway for two bottles on Chandrie's show.
Oh.
And otherwise, hit her up, inbox her. Hit Lust the TV series on Facebook. Inbox that. Send a message. Let me know. Like Lust TV series Facebook. Like Lust 1336 on Instagram. And we're going to get you that perfume, cologne.
What number they got to be? The 7th, the 14th? What number they got to be? The 7th person that hit like what? Tell me.
Well, being that the event will be 1/7/17, we're going to give away, we said two bottles, we're going to make it three. The seventh person, and the 17th person.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, so y'all heard a boy. The first person, the seventh person, and the 17th person that hit like on Lust TV Series Facebook, Lust TV Series Instagram, and Twitter. We everywhere. Go on now, hit like, follow, and go ahead, send an inbox who you are, and we'll send it out to you. I pay for the mailing myself. What? We finna do this thing, girl. Thank you so much, Tracy. I love you. I know you miss me. Tell me you miss me.
I miss you, babe. Love you.
Now, what you gonna do when I start dating Tracy?
What?
Every time I mention dating to her, she freaks out. I don't understand. You're married, and you want me to stay single forever.
No, I don't want you to stay single. I want you to have the right man that's going to love you the right way, that's going to understand you, and that's all I want. I don't want
you
to have anything.
You know it's hard to understand me. You know it's hard
to
understand me.
I know, that's
right. So I can't just play around a little bit.
No, that's wasted time. Wasted time. No need to waste time playing around. You play around, you might miss the right one.
I ain't going to miss the right one. I might run into the right one playing around. I might run into the right one while I'm playing.
The right one ain't going to be playing with you. They going to watch you from the beginning.
Everybody running games, so you really don't know who for real and who ain't real. So you got to play along with them until you find out who's real, Tracy.
Okay. All right.
Well, Larry Love, it. Larry Love was on my side.
Okay, Larry Love married. So
he already is.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, there it is. He's married. I'm trying to get you the right guy. Matter of fact, it's something I
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
The Lust dating service is launching on the 7th also. So, maybe.
I'm sick of you. I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find
That's
out, boy.
Right.
You get, look, more money. You're going to have a Lust dating service. I can't wait. That's the reality show right there, boo. That's the reality show.
That's it.
You know
That's
how
it.
I am. That's that reality show. Lust reality show, boo. Y'all, she's doing it, and she's doing it again. Look at her. Every time this lady open her mouth, money pours out. Y'all better look. Listen and take heed, boy. Let me go on out here and find somebody to date so I could turn her purple real, real quick. She be tripping, y'all. She be tripping. Y'all, she don't know how to act. And she got a birthday coming up, so we got to figure out what we're going to do for a birthday. I can't say nothing about dating on a birthday, boy. I messed that up last time. I can't do that. But I did come back and fix it. Lady Tuesday don't know nothing about that. I don't stop until I get what I want. I did come back and fix that thing. So with that being said, Tracy, if you have anything else you want to say to my audience, any more you want to shout out, you want to say anything else before I get up off this line?
Well, I just want everybody just go follow Lust the TV series. Go follow Lust 1336 on Instagram. Tracy McLean, author Tracy McLean on Twitter, and Lust on Twitter. And I want to thank you for having me, and thank you for being a part of the series. I really appreciate it, and I'm so excited.
You're welcome,
baby. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nothing but love. Whether we argue, fuss, and fight, we always find our way back to each other.
And you know that.
That's right, boo. They don't know that, though. They always think, oh, it's the end, so they want to start calling and trying throwing salt in the game. You can't throw salt in the game. You really, really can't. I don't know why they try. You really can't. I love you. With that being said, everybody, thank you for my listeners. Thank you for coming every Wednesday. Thank you for taking your time out, showing me love. Everybody that just tuned in, oh, my God, Ruby Johnson, you are amazing. She's Lady Tuesday. She's showing up, showing out. She got a lot of activities going on. Hit her website. She talked. She got this big Thanksgiving thing going on for everybody. Just tune in. Go to her page, see what she got popping. Boy, this lady right here so sexy. She got it going on. We got that pillow talk for you. We got so much stuff going on for the different ladies throughout. And I think she going to have a man host soon. We looking out for that one. So, y'all, hit her up on Facebook, Twitter, IG. You know, show her some love. See what she got going on. Participate. Support, support, support. With that being said, I'll see y'all next hump day. It's your girl, Sandrice. With small talk, I'm out of here. Peace. Blessings.
Yeah. It's another small talk segment. I loved it. Thanks for coming. I appreciate my guests. Oh, wait, and my listeners. I love you all. We have just completed another episode of Small Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. Don't forget, next week, get in on the conversation.